Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
I'm hot, I'm cold. Covers on, covers off. Sound familiar? You may be one of the 30 million American in the midst of menopause, and your body's reminding you about it daily and nightly. Although this transition of life is normal, it never really makes it easier to deal with. Dr. Holly Lucille joins me today, and she will offer practical ways that women can soothe menopausal symptoms, foster balance, and improve health during this midlife transition. My guest today, Dr. Holly Lucille, is a nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor, educator, natural products consultant, and television and radio host. She's also the author of several books, including Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Women's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health, and The Healing Power of Trauma Comfrey. An acclaimed expert in the field of integrative medicine, Dr. Lucille lectures throughout the nation on a variety of natural health topics. Her appearances include natural media programs and networks such as Dr. Oz, The Doctors, Lifetime, and Discovery Health Channel. She is currently the chair of the Natural Partners, Inc., an educational advisory board, and on the vice chair of the Institute of Natural Medicine. You're going to enjoy this. Help me welcome my guest, Dr. Holly Lucille. Hello, Dr. Lucille.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is a topic that, well, I think I'm at the age where there's a lot more women in my age category that I know that are presently going through this. And over the years that I've been in my field, I knew of women, I worked with them, but now it's like my circle of friends, they're all in the midst of this. They're all 38 to 51, a lot of them in that age category. And boy, we hear about this a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty, because I think of the baby boomers and such, there are a lot of people that are entering menopause. And in my opinion, I actually think it's kind of exciting.
Well, obviously, this is a transition. It's part of life.
Yeah.
And I think a lot more women today may be noticing, and you may say I'm off base with this, but I think that a lot of things that we do every day are our lifestyle choices that we make, our diet, our inactivity and overactivity, the way that we stress, the way that we deal with our stress, whether we carry it, fester on it, or decompress, you know, our amount of sleep that we get, good quality sleep, our attitude, aren't these all factors?
100%. You know, what I think menopause allows us, and actually any sort of cycle or any sort of phase in our lives that allows, when we're kind of lucky this way because we have a cycle, you know, not everything is in cycle. I think by definition is not everything is a steady straight line across. We have these opportunities to actually see what's out of balance. I think our menstrual cycle allows us that opportunity. I think one of the biggest markers for health, one of them, if I'm treating and working with a woman is, hey, how is that menstrual cycle? You know, is it painful? Is there a tremendous amount of clotting? It gives us an opportunity to understand deeper what's going on. And as a naturopathic doctor, I'm always looking to identify and treat the cause, right? These are normal hormonal transitions that shouldn't be painful. They shouldn't be as disruptive as they are in our modern day. And I think it just gives us a lot of great opportunity, especially going, it's a huge transition. When you think about menopause, it's not only a physiological transition, it's endocrinologically our hormone system, but it's a social transition, it's a spiritual transition, it's an emotional transition. There's a lot that's going on, but I do feel, and I've had this substantiated by working with so many women in my practice, that the healthier you are across the board, because in our modern day it's so important, the healthier you are, the easier this transition is. I mean, change, you know, by definition across our lives is difficult, but it gives us this opportunity to see how folks are doing on a deeper level, and I think that's great.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, you know, I've talked to so many women over the years, and many of them were the mothers that were older in their years, and they were with their daughters who were now going through menopausal symptoms. And many times the mother would say, you know, we went through this, we never really noticed much of anything at all. You know, it was very easy. And you know, and they were just kind of making light of it that their daughters were suffering quite intently with the menopausal transition at this point in time. You know, you kind of wonder what was different.
Well, I know, and when you look at our modern day, I think there's a couple things going on. I think our unrelenting, chronic, compounded stressors is a big, big contributing factor to why menopause is so, I think, turbulent for some folks. You know, because if you think about it, the adrenal glands themselves are the built-in backup system for pre- and postmenopausal hormone production. They are the glands, and they are also our, you know, quote-unquote stress glands. But they are the glands that step up to the plate when the ovaries take a well-deserved break. And they're really supposed to be, you know, ready to kick in at that time. But what do we do with our adrenal glands for the last, you know, decades prior to that time of menopause, average age 51? That's a lot of times when I'm working with women, I just ask them, and they have had so much stress. I think that's one contributing factor. Another contributing factor in our modern day is, I think, our environment. You know, the endocrine disruptors that are in our environment, plastics and pesticides and car exhaust and soaps and emulsifiers, and these things, I mean, they're household cleaning products, health and beauty aids, they're everywhere. And they're fat-soluble. They can get in our skin, and they actually disrupt our hormone system. And so they create imbalances, and I think that's also creating the symptoms, the hot flashes, the night sweats, the irritability, the loss of sleep, all these things that women complain and go through during this normal hormonal transition of menopause.
You know, you hit on something that I think is really important. It's the state of health of the body when menopause knocks on the door. And if you've been exercising, if you've been, you know, dealing with your stress, if you've been eating a really good diet, if you've been dealing with a good positive attitude and you've been active and, you know, you're keeping your life really, really healthy, you're going to react different than somebody that has done absolutely nothing good, has let themselves go. They're going to react differently.
100%. I've seen it over and over and over again. And when a woman comes in and she's complaining of menopausal symptoms, and I had this perfect case once, and she actually came in and she said, "I have menopause." She said that her chief complaint was just that I have menopause, and that it was literally ruining her life. And I said, "Well, you know," and she was interesting because, well, first of all, and I think that's a good point. Menopause is not a disease. You know, I think it's been very medicalized in our modern day. I think it's been pathologized, and I think that's one of my biggest messages is that I don't want women to feel that way or understand that this is this is all we got. We hit menopause and everything is downhill from there, because I think it's quite the opposite. I think this is an amazing time. I think that it's a wonderful time, and that's why it's called the wisdom years. You know, you have this opportunity to get higher into your creativity, into your intuition. If you go back in the Native American teachings, this was such a profound, celebrated time, right? But I think that it's how we handle it that's really, really important. And sure, I want to honor that people are symptomatic, and there are safe, natural ingredients that we can talk about for those symptoms, to get those symptoms under control while we're working deeper to the contributing cause. But this woman, you know, saying, "I had menopause," boy, I went through and she also screamed at me. She's like, "What does digestion have to do with hormones anyway?" Because I kept getting pulled to her digestive system. She had a very long history of antibiotic use, kind of a standard American diet for many, many years. And there's so many other things we needed to kind of, I was looking at, and her stress her story was so, it was just one of the most riveting things. She had been in a terrible car accident. She had lost a 3-year-old son. Like, it just, this whole thing, and she had this life of stress, and I wanted to help her so bad, but I needed to have her understand that menopause is not her problem, right? It is so many other things that we just needed to get in touch with and restore. And digestive system, huge. Our microbiome, very, very, very big as far as hot flashes are concerned. You know, all the inflammation. And so it is really a 360 viewpoint that you have to take with a woman going through menopause. You cannot just reduce her to her hormones. Especially, you know, I've got doctors over here in Beverly Hills where I live, and they're just, you know, running lab tests and then giving hormones, and then women are out the door. And if that was working, I have a lot of other things that I'd like to do. But I get a lot of these women coming to me because even though I think hormone therapy, bioidentical for sure, is a viable option and that most times needed, it has to be done in a way where there's a big picture mentality and we're identifying and treating the cause and we're taking up diet and lifestyle and everything else that that woman has gone through or needs to go through in order to appropriately heal and not be symptomatic.
Want to see what's coming up on the show? Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know what your favorite healthy habit is, and then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned right here on the show. Let's face it, walking into most health food stores today can boggle the brain. Faced with shelf after shelf of supplements, it's hard to know what to choose. Better Nutrition can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine, packed with useful information on a variety of health topics, as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good-for-you lifestyle tips. Every issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Pick up your copy of Better Nutrition at fine health food stores near you today. Today's topic of women's health and menopause support is more important today than, wow, almost any other time. But, of course, I want to make sure to remind you about the people who make the show possible. Give me 30 seconds. We'll get right back with you on the topic of menopause support.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
So, Dr. Lucille, let me ask you a quick question. I have friends of mine that had children. I have friends of mine that did not have children. Is there any relationship between the intensity of the menopause and the transition more for those that did not have children versus those that did? Is there any correlation between that?
You know, I actually can't say that there's a direct correlation. I think that as far as estrogen levels are concerned, you could maybe make a indirect correlation regarding that, but there's so many other things that contribute to the intensity of menopause, especially in our modern day.
Well, you know, and supplementation is become such a crucial part of life today. I've been in this field almost 40 years, and I know when I first started out, it seemed like it was just more of a interesting thing to do to take a supplement. And here we are almost four decades later, and our lifestyles are so unhealthy, and we have so many things coming at us that we can't control, and many things that we can control, yet we just have to, you know, be motivated enough to make those decisive choices. But the supplements today truly do fill the cracks and the crevices, and those same cracks and crevices can be adding and intensifying and making things so much worse. So the awareness and the education is important, and then, of course, knowing what to choose.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, once again, I work hard to really go deep and identify and treat the cause. And because we're looking at prevention as the cure, too, right? We're getting a woman right probably in the middle of her life, and there's so much more to look forward to. Mm-hmm. So we want to understand all of the different things that are going on. But getting, you know, safe, natural symptom relief to get her comfortable and get that quality of life back on track so she actually can participate in her healing is very important as well.
Now, when people go to a health food store, they obviously want to choose wisely. And is there maybe a simple or a narrowed down protocol that you like to recommend to women that are, let's say, already in the midst of this transition?
Well, you know, you have the wonderful sponsor, Yo Pharma. So the consumer brand, Terry Naturally, there's a couple things that I think are really important. Pomegranate extract. And I know women, I know this hasn't been really talked about a lot, but I think it's important because pomegranate extract actually has some mild estrogenic activity. And so it's really super nice to put on board. I love this particular plant and this particular, there are clinical and scientific research that shows that there's incredible antioxidant support, you know, for the cardiovascular system, which we're looking at supporting optimally during this time, for reducing inflammation, for protecting joint and cartilage, I mean, raising levels of glutathione. So there's a tremendous amount of research on pomegranate, but because of its mild estrogenic activity, I really like using it at the time when women are complaining of starting to feel those hot flashes and night sweats. That's really important. And the one that Terry Naturally has, I recommend because it's standardized to contain 60% or higher of polyphenol. And that's really, really what I want because that's what we're looking for there.
Now, Consistency obviously is important. You know, we have a tendency as humans to try something for a week, and then if we don't see bells and whistles and fireworks, we have a tendency to not stay glued on our path. And sometimes when we start getting really good results in a short period of time, we think we fixed everything, so we stop using it. So there's a little bit of a long haul mentality that we have to be maybe reteaching ourselves.
I agree with you. You know, my parents are both pharmacists, and I actually grew up in a world of healthcare that was like, here, take this, you know, just here, take this. And when we're looking at these natural compounds, it's different. It's different than a pharmaceutical agent where it's here, take this. And don't get me wrong. I think that, you know, there are pharmaceutical agents that save lives. I understand that there's a place for them. But when we're looking at, in school, I had to take pharmacology. And to me, it was so much easier than the pharmacognosy of botanical medicine, because these plants are so complex. And they are not only do they, you know, most pharmaceutical drugs do one thing in the body. That's it. COX-2 inhibitor, it inhibits the COX-2 enzyme. That's it, right? When we're talking about these lovely plants like pomegranate extract, also black cohosh studied so extensively for decreasing those vasomotor symptoms of hot flashes and night sweats. They're very complex. The 2.5 triterpene glycoside, standardized black cohosh, is amazing. And the research to relieve hot flashes and night sweats is absolutely unbelievable. But time is very important there. Education, when you're on black cohosh, that you're at consistency and time. We want to kind of 6 to 7 weeks for optimal benefit. So we want people to get on it and stay on it, and really understand that it's working more comprehensively than just a here, take this drug.
You know, diet is, of course, very, very crucial. And I know a lot of women that have changed their diet dramatically along with supplementary and also emotional. You know, they're doing more exercise. They're learning how to relax more. They're putting themselves first, which is probably a little awkward for many of the ones that I know because they're used to putting everybody else first, you know, so it's a little bit of some major changes for them. But when they incorporate in a lot of this stuff, even if they make moderate changes, they'll be the first to tell me that the change is very noticeable.
You know what? It's like I said, it's such an opportunity, and it is very true. When those lifestyle things, like, you know, part of this, it's so funny in my practice because I tell my patients this. I'm like, look, I've been doing this for a long time. I've got a lot of education. I have extensive experience, but most of the onus for the work that needs to be done is actually on my patients, and I try to partner with them in that way, you know, trying to get a plan that actually will facilitate adherence over, I would say, just compliance, because compliance to me is like, Dr. Lucille said to do this. Adherence is a faithful attachment to something, and so I like to do that education where women will actually go, you know what, I'm going to adhere to this because I know the benefit, and you're right. They make this smallest of changes dietary-wise, decreasing stressors, being able to shut off that sympathetic nervous system and get more parasympathetic, really taking care of their adrenals again, letting them restore. They notice a difference, and then they get really kind of addicted to that, and I love when that happens.
You know, I read constantly because I work with so many guests in the industry, and so because I'm working with so many women. Now, I read your book, Creating and Maintaining Balance. It was very informative for me as a guy, but also for a naturopathic physician, for a master herbalist, from a radio host, for somebody who's been doing this long. I learned a lot from this that I thought I had a finger on, but I learned a lot, and you bring a lot of good points out. And when women read this book, they're going to be able to take a step back and do what you just said, embrace the transition.
Yeah, you know, I always, you know, when I wrote that book, and it was a long time ago, but my big argument was I want to restore function first before talking about replacing it, because at the time, hormone replacement therapy was reaching celebrity status, and then we had the halting of the Women's Health Initiative because in the synthetic use, and obviously it's a complex study, so I don't want to simplify it, but we might have seen that there could be more harm than good if not used wisely and if not used in a more comprehensive thought pattern. But I wanted to take that opportunity for women to restore function first. So think about digestion, think about detoxification, think about their adrenals, and certainly symptom relief. Of course, that was very important to address those acute concerns. But restoring function, like I said, I think menopause is an amazing time. I've been in it for 6 years now. But it's this opportunity for us to hey, see what's been going on underneath the, you know, underneath the compensation that our bodies are so amazing at doing. They compensate for us. They're going to adapt. You know, I call it the walking wounded. People don't even know that they're having as hard a time as they are because their bodies are working so hard just to keep them, you know, kind of grinding throughout those days. And when then you come upon a transition where there's a lot going on in this transition, there really is. I mean, it's the end of your natural ability to give birth, like really, you know, to get pregnant, to give life. It's huge. And so your body then is like, oh, there's a lot going on, and I've been doing so much in the last 10, 20 years that it's going to start to break down, and you're going to see that. And that, I think that's where the opportunity is.
You know, a quick question is, is menopause the same with women of all ethnicities? Do some women have a different, maybe a harder time? Is it a weight issue? Or are all these environmental things just, they all add up to a different, a different level of intensity for every woman?
It really is, you know, part of the art, I think the art of medicine is actually being able to get in there and ask great questions and have good clinical acumen wherever, you know, whoever you're dealing with. And I think it is different for everybody. I have plenty of women that are, you know, I was out on the lecture circuit on my book for a long time, and I would have women come to see me, and I would have them come up after, you know, I was done lecturing, and they're like, well, what should I take? And I'm like, for what? And she's like, well, for menopause. And I'm like, how are you feeling? She's like, I feel great. And I'm like, you don't take anything. You know, it's like, and I have women in my practice that have had, you know, maybe a hot flash here or there, and then time went on. But what I see is that it would make sense that they've nourished themselves well. Stress has not really been a big part of their lives, and so I see that natural hormonal transition, normal hormonal transition of menopause, is, hey, it's showing up in this woman who has supported herself and cared for herself and nourished herself well. And there's a direct correlation there. And then I see the opposite as well. I see people that stress is completely overwhelming. I see that, especially living here in Los Angeles, detoxification perhaps has been compromised because of the overall body burden of the endocrine disruptors. You know, we live in a very estrogenic environment, but these are xenoestrogens. So they're much, 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 much stronger than our own body's estrogen. And they can cause havoc. They really can. And they can contribute to those symptoms. I see poor diet. I see, you know, too much alcohol, too much caffeine. And then I see a very turbulent menopause. So the stuff makes a big difference.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where most of the women that I talk with will say, I'm too young for it. I have plenty of time to plan for it. And all of a sudden it hits them out of the blue, and then they're playing catch up.
Well, and they're also, I think, feeling, just because of the connotations, the social connotations, that they're now old. And, you know, there's a book written by Robert, he was a New York gynecologist, best-selling book called Feminine Forever, Robert Wilson, and he's an MD hired by some pharmaceutical companies. And if you read out of this book, it's crazy. I had to order it because I was just so fascinated. A direct quote is, if women do not take synthetic estrogen at menopause, they will die unattractive, they will die prematurely unattractive hacks. Like, that is a book that was written for women to consume. And so there is, you know, I want people to actually embrace this time as lovely and as, you know, spirited, and we are the wise women. And that's really what my main goal is for menopause, you know, because there's such this social connotation that, you know, we're not sexy, we're not attractive anymore, and that it's the end of all of that. And I think it's the beginning of so many great things.
You know, I do too. And I think that the women that I know that have embraced the transition, it just adds to everything. You know, their femininity, their focus, their concentration. And I know a lot of women that have gone through menopause that before menopause were very edgy, very nervous, very anxious. And all that seemed to kind of balance and even out, like it was ironed, you know, during the transition. And you know, they said, you know, why am I fighting against something that's a natural part of life? And I think that's pretty apropos.
I totally 100% agree. Yeah. It's so fun to see. And it's great. You know, I have some lovely, beautiful mentors in my life, women mentors that I've learned from, and that I was able to, you know, be in, you know, enter menopause and and be really proud of it. And certainly, I mean, look, I've run, my lifestyle definitely I needed to pay attention to once menopause hit. But once again, I embraced it. I was like, well, this is my opportunity to learn. No better time like the present to walk my talk. And the gifts that I've gotten from the things that I've learned going through that transition have been amazing.
Well, you know, you embraced it and you were able to enjoy it. And then now you get to pass on the information to other women so they get to do it as well. How cool is that?
Yeah, and hopefully be inspiring so we can all kind of, you know, start turning this concept of menopause, that it's a disease or that, you know, this horrible thing, into something where there's a lot to look forward to. And it really is, gosh, that we have, I think this lifetime we have so many lives that we can recreate ourselves in. And I think menopause is just a great opportunity to do that.
I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com for more information on this and all of my show segments. Remember to go to the radio show page at radiomd.com and look for the on-demand podcast of the available shows, all at radiomd.com. Of course, I want to thank my guest, Dr. Holly Lucille. We also want to make sure that we mention her webpage, which is something where you can get great information. Please take the time to go, drhollylucille.com. And the book that we talked about, You Do Need This for Your Library, If Not for You, for maybe one of the women in your lives, Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Women's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health by Dr. Holly Lucille. Also, a great blog, menopause.org, is one you might want to visit. And at the same time, of course, you want to look at things a little bit differently for your health. Thank you for listening. Stay well.